is I wanted to talk to you about something great. Something very great. And in doing so, I wanted to relate to you some scriptures. There's an account that took place in the book of Luke, the 24th chapter. And I'll give you the background on it. Our Lord had been nailed to the cross and paid our salvation. And he had risen. And the disciples, the apostles, at some point they didn't realize, some of them didn't realize that he had risen. And there were two particular disciples, and we believe one of them was Peter. And they were walking along the road lamenting about what had just taken place. Their Lord had been put to death. With that said, a stranger came and started walking with them. And as he walked with them, they began to talk. And he was saying, why are you so down? Why so depressed? What's going on? And they said, haven't you been around? Didn't you hear what just happened? They just killed this man, Jesus, our Lord. And they walked with him and they talked with him. And as they walked, it says that they started to feel better. And eventually, after a long walk into this town of Emmaus, they realized who he was. And as soon as they did, he was gone. And it's the scripture and it's the account of what they said next is what I wanted to bear our thoughts on this afternoon. In verse 31 of chapter 24, Luke, they said, and their eyes were opened and they knew him. They knew who it was. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened up the scriptures to us? Brethren, that is a very familiar feeling, isn't it? I know that every consecrated heart here has felt that burning desire in their heart, in their chest. I know that. That's what brought you here. That's why we, Sister Cindy and I traveled, I'm not very good at geography, 3,000 miles. It's a long distance. And I know there have been brethren that traveled further to be here from Florida, many distances, many miles. Look at the turnout you have. That's because you want that feeling back, that burning desire in your heart. You know, when I was a young child, I don't know how old I was, but I remember there was a movie that had come out, and I did some research, and I was surprised that this movie had come out back in the late 50s, around 1957, 58. And it was a movie in and about the scriptures. It was based on the Old Testament account of Moses and the Ten Commandments, and that's what it was called. And it was produced by a man named Cecil B. DeMille. The point of, I'm not trying to promote movies and theater, but what I'm trying to do is to relate a feeling to you. And this was about the first time I remembered this feeling. I remember sitting down when I was a child, sitting with my dad and my mother, and we watched this movie at home. It had been out for several years. And my dad had his Bible out, and we followed it. Now, of course, it didn't follow the movie didn't follow the scriptures exactly. But nonetheless, I sat there and I watched it, and I remember getting that feeling of excitement. My chest and my hands were tingling watching some of these things as if I was there witnessing something great. Something great that was being done by the Heavenly Father. Something great. And when the disciples were with our Lord walking on this road to Emmaus, they had that same feeling. Why? Well, they had just realized that the Lord was risen, that he did actually come back and that he was okay. But also, brethren, they realized something great, something of biblical proportion, something that was done by the hand of the Heavenly Father, something wonderful. You know, the reason I chose these thoughts today, Sister Cindy and I have been very blessed in this past couple years, not only that the Lord brought us together and she came to a knowledge of the truth, but she's been a tremendous helpmate to me. And we were traveling. We did a lot of traveling this summer, and I've seen a lot of you at different conventions across the country and even into Canada. And we were making our way back from Canada just about a month ago, a few weeks ago. And we were at the airport and we were discussing what a blessing, all the discourses that we had just heard from the hands of these different brethren and the fellowship we had and how wonderful these are. You have to realize that this is Sister Cindy's first exposure to some of you brethren. She knows the brethren, she loves them, but some of them she's just starting to meet. And we were just kind of going back and forth, but the hours ran late, and we were at the airport waiting for our flight, and it just so happened that this flight ran into another one later, and it was beyond midnight, and we had to fly through the night, and we landed in Pittsburgh the next day. So we got in the car, and we threw our luggage in the back, and we was like, oh, we're so tired. Oh, my back hurts. I wasn't able to sleep. How are you? Oh, I just want to go home and go to bed. And we started realizing, we both immediately shut up, and we said, do you realize we had just come back from a convention, something great. There were, quite possibly, brethren there that'll make the high calling. There are some here. I'd like to say all of you, brother. I am sitting amongst the Lord's people. Some of whom are going to be face to face with the Heavenly Father. And I do pray that for all of you, as well as myself, that I'm so diligent. That is something great, brother. The opportunity that God has put before us. So when you're at your lowest time, when your trials are heavy, remember that God has blessed us all, you individually, to witness, to be part of something great on this side of the veil. And someday the world will realize and talk about the individual saints and what they had to go through. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.